Hello, and welcome to the audio version of What Romance Are You, my audio explanation of the chart that is found in Everything I Know About Love I Learned from Romance Novels. I learned this chart doesn't display too well in e-ink devices, which means that I should stop writing charts, even though I love them, and that people who have e-ink devices can't see the chart very well. So I'm going to put a PDF of it, but there are enough people I know who read my site who are also visually impaired. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read it badly. Because I'm sure there's a protocol for reading charts, and I'm sure I don't know it. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to read every line, and I'm going to try to explain it for you so you can pretend that it's really funny and mostly just wonder, wow, isn't it great that she doesn't do stuff for blind readers? Okay, so here's what happens. It's a chart, little boxes, and there's like a bunch of them across and then a bunch going down. And the chart is, what romance are you? Have you ever wondered which romance novel you would be if you were a romance novel? Of course you have. Who hasn't wondered which paperback subgenre they might be on a metaphysical or psychological level? Duh. Anyway, your late night ponderings are answered with this handy and somewhat bizarre chart. Once you've identified which type of romance novel you are, you're only a few hundred thousand books away from knowing the secret to all mysteries, including why paranormal investigators wear 4-inch heels to work. So, the different subgenres are Regency, Western, Harlequin Presents, Contemporary, Chick Lit, Erotica, Romantic Suspense, Paranormal, and Historical. And the following questions are asked and answered for each subgenre. How do you like your steak? Who is your preferred dictator? How many pairs of black pants do you own? What is your favorite dessert? And what is your favorite holiday? So I will read the question and then the answer for each subgenre. How do you like your steak? Regency, well done. Western, mooing. Harlequin Presents, in a boardroom. Contemporary, au pauvre, or au pauvre, it's French. I speak Spanish, that would be au poivre, but yeah, it's with pepper, as cooked by the hero. Chicklet, British. Erotica, hot, with bechamel cream sauce. Romantic Suspense, under indictment. Paranormal, hairy. And Historical, medium rare. Who is your preferred dictator? Napoleon, Regency. Stalin, Western. Mussolini, the Italian Stallion, Harlequin Presents. Contemporary, Franco. Chick Lit, Lenin. Erotica, Caligula. Romantic Suspense, Kim Jong-il. Paranormal, Mao. Historical, Castro. I apologize for switching the order there. How many pairs of black pants do you own? Regency, 0. Western, 1. Harlequin Presents, 1.75 million. Contemporary, infinity. Chick Lit, 25. Erotica, 1, if the ones in a pile on my floor count. 5, romantic suspense. Paranormal, pie. And historical, pants. What is your favorite dessert? Regency, pudding in a trifle. Western, biscuits. Harlequin Presents, angel food cake. Contemporary, creme brulee. Chick Lit, fat-free ice cream sandwich. Erotica, whipped cream. Romantic suspense, anything on fire. Paranormal, ice cream truck. Historical, melons. What is your favorite holiday? Regency, Boxing Day. Western, Independence Day. Harlequin Presents, Boss's Day. Contemporary, National Fruitcake Day, better known as December 27th. Chick Lit, May Day. Erotica, Steak and a Blowjob Day, better known as March 14th. Romantic Suspense, Winter Solstice. Paranormal, All Saints Day, duh. And historical. Favorite holiday? Talk Like a Pirate Day. September 17. So that's the chart that doesn't render well when I read it or in e-ink devices. Take your pick. I hope that this has been marginally helpful or at the very least amusing for you. Thanks for listening. Bye.